unfortunately, the system has some failings, breed resentment amongst us as inmates, and to some extent even more so as brothers. And those failings, when there's resentment, you don't take heed of the lesson. And people tend to turn off, switch off, push back, and get out, not remembering the big picture, the whole point. And people tend to come back, unfortunately, because that resentment's bred. And we come in with a lot of us come in with a degree of resentment to authority, or a total degree of resentment to authority. So when you're in a system that's authoritarian, it's the places where respect is mutual tend to work a lot better than those where certain people in authority seem to think that they wear a badge, they deserve authority, deserve respect because of that authority. And at the end of the day, we're all grown men, and that attitude just doesn't work. So it's it usually makes their job harder, makes our life harder. In the European models, Central Europe, the recidivism rate, less than 1%. In Victoria, 89% of us come back. 89% of those come back. 89% of those come back. So it's just a cycling down of returnees. And we constantly send our managers over to America and England, where they freely admit their system's broken, does not work. You can't incarcerate your way out of a problem. Problems need to be dealt with, not simply by punishment. And if I had a magic wand, we should be learning from the systems that work. We should be sending the people in authority that make these decisions to places that work, rather than try and industrialise and institutionalise a system for the sake of infrastructure. It's really sad to see that some countries have got the idea, and in Australia it takes... I haven't seen one idea go through Parliament. It hasn't taken 20 years at least to filter down to the ground level as something practical.
So as somebody at the bottom rung of this institution here, do you feel in any way that you are being heard? You know, we haven't experienced perhaps offering feedback?
Outside of this forum, there's restrictions on our media access. We're not allowed to communicate with the media directly. We're no longer allowed to have any sort of posting online, be it a website, be anything, without permission from the Deputy Commissioner of Corrections Victoria. So we're limited in a voice, and we're limited in access to who we can communicate with outside of those forums directly. And trying to deal with the people directly that make these decisions tends to fall on deaf ears. We're not heard, we're not listened to, and if we are, there's certainly never any acknowledgement of that. No one ever writes back and says, yes, that's a good idea, we're considering it, or we have considered it, and it's a lousy idea. We get none of that. So we essentially, without a voice, and ironically, we're the people that know best what works and what doesn't.